producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. As we get ready for another weekend, one thing that is just absolutely infuriating to me is because of what's happening at the border, because of what's happening at the really in the Middle East, which we're going to talk about coming up with Luke Vargas, especially the Ukraine. They actually had something on the positive side, if you will, that happened earlier this week. So we're going to chat with Luke Vargas from the UN on that. The one thing that seems to be getting lost, although we're going to push to keep making sure it stays on the front burner, is what's going on with the VA. I know too many people affected by things that have happened at the VA. And frankly, anybody who serves should be able to rely on the VA for health care. Or if not the VA, if it's not the right kind of health care, if it's a mess, then carte blanche, private health care, all covered. Really, it should be that way. How can you go and fight and deploy, especially in a voluntary military, come back and be worried about, of course, many things, but also be worried about how are you going to get the treatment that you need? So here's the latest. The Senate is talking about, you know, confirmation hearings for the new secretary nominee, who is Robert McDonnell. And Senator Tom Coburn says, really, there's a bigger concern, and it's the amount of money that's been requested to help veterans get the medical care at non-VA facilities. The Congressional Budget Office says that providing the care would cost about $54 billion. That's their estimate anyway. They worked on a bipartisan bill, Congress did, to speed up the care because of the scandal that was going on. While veterans were delayed, had delayed care, it was they were put on secret waiting lists, and we already know the story where some died. It's terrible. And they have definite evidence of that now at this point. So Coburn is a guy who's retiring from the Senate this year, but he's known for something I absolutely love and will miss from him, the annual report on waste and fraud in government. He says the VA budget has increased 60% over the last 4 years. So the problem isn't money, but it's a problem of accountability, efficiency, and hard work. And he says that the $54 billion isn't anywhere close to accurate. And he says, look, as an accountant and a doctor, it's ludicrous. And he wouldn't vote for any bill that adds another dollar to the VA that isn't offset from somewhere in the government. At first, when I heard the story and I was listening to what Tom Coburn was saying, it didn't make sense to me, but now it completely makes sense to me. He says exactly what we're saying. It's the whole accountability, and he's right, the efficiency thing, because they're bilking. The people that set up the double list and all of that, they were bilking all of us, really, for the money. And so that's part of the problem. When you look at the pie and figure out, okay, where are we going to pull this money from? He's right, there was money that easily could have been utilized but wasn't, and it really is more than anything accountability and definitely hard work. The numbers don't add up, but I still think, regardless of that, I still think that we have to do everything we can to get our veterans the kind of care they need. I mean, it's just inexcusable how somebody with a good conscience, a clear conscience, could actually be worried about getting $8,000-$9,000 extra while people are dying on a second list. You know, there's a word for that, but we're not going to use it on this show. I mean, it's brutal. It is. So something has to happen now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, now. Now it has to happen. And frankly, I think if you wanted the whole overhaul thing, the $54 billion, actually, he's saying it wouldn't be close to accurate. I think he's saying it exceeds. I think it wouldn't be enough for some of the things that have happened. But trying to unravel that mystery would take too long. Get them the help now, whatever it takes. We move from what I think is a very serious thing to what is a crazy, wild thing. I've maybe 2-3 years ago, I went to a place called Schlitterbahn, and they have, supposedly they had the world's biggest water slide then, but now they're being challenged. You know, it's always about bigger, badder, better, and it is the summertime. So I wanted to mention this because I just read a thing on this. There is the world's tallest water slide now that is opening at Schlitterbahn, but not in Schlitterbahn in the great state of Texas. It's Kansas City. They have a water park there. Check this out. Would you ride down the 17 stories, 168-foot tall ride? It was supposed to open, I guess, in May, but they pushed it back because they had to test it and fix some problems with it. And now it's opened. It's going to be open, and it's called Verrückt. Do you like that? Verrückt, which means insane. It's a German word for insane. And it's been certified as the world's tallest water slide, according to the record keepers. And who are the record keepers? The Guinness World Book of Records, right? So if you're going to ride on this ride, you have to climb 264 steps to get to the top of it. Then you go barreling down on a three-person raft, 60 miles an hour down a steep ramp, back up a 55-foot hill. One of the first people to actually take a test run down the slide said it was terrifying. Oh, that's scary. Terrifying and terrific. It was Kansas City's mayor, Mark Holland. And I saw some of the pictures of it, and I have to say, I think it looks terrifying. I mean, the drop is just so brutal. It's like a roller coaster, but only you're in a raft. Would you do that thrill? I mean, would you do it at this point? We just had that roller coaster that got stuck earlier in the week, and the people that were kind of upside down as they were trying to rescue them. But this isn't that kind of a ride. If something happened on the ride, I mean, it's got netting and it's enclosed, and they can control people going down it. So if they fell out of it, I think you still would be okay. And they tested it. But just your stomach. I mean, could your stomach make it going all the way down? Climbing all the way up and then going all the way down that ride. That's probably why he said it was terrifying and terrific at the same time, because of the, you know, ultimately the way you feel when you're out of control at 60 miles an hour. All I can say to that is that's a big wow. I call them wow moments. That's a huge wow, man. All right, one last one just for giggles. I'm going to throw this in here. You know, a nation obsessed with weight and obesity and everything else and what we're eating and the size of our sodas. Remember the whole Bloomberg thing in New York? How about J. Crew? You've heard of J. Crew. It's a clothing store. They now have ultra-small clothing. I thought I was misunderstanding this. The introduction of a new size, you know what the size is? 000, or as they like to call it, extra, extra, extra small. Oh, man. With young girls facing that whole thing that they face about weight, the problems of adolescence and how tough it is, the size thing. Can you imagine? I don't know. Is anyone listening to me that can squeeze into an extra, extra small? If you can, I'm telling you, more power to you, I guess. I hope you're healthy, but that's crazy. So they are getting a backlash over it, and I guess it's not surprising. And the reason the backlash is because just of what it implies, I suppose. Oh, only in America, eh? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking about the Ukraine and some other things with Luke Vargas here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than our pal Luke Vargas, who's like, where's Waldo? All over the world he is. I think we found him. Covering the UN, of course, as he always is, in New York City. Hey, Luke, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How's it going?
Good. Of course, we're all captivated by what's happening in the semifinals here in World Cup action. I think, as I said to someone earlier in the day, there's no doubt that soccer has caught on, well beyond caught on, I think, in the U.S. What do you think?
Well, there's no better place to see that than here at the United Nations. And I guess this isn't exactly a representative sample of Americans, but there is a room downstairs, a little lounge. And every day since the World Cup began, there have been two big TVs in that room. And, you know, these matches start, or at least in the first few rounds, started at noon. So you would see hundreds of staff in their suits, people, you know, putting jerseys over their suits and going down there to watch these two-hour matches. They've had drink specials. This sort of phenomenon has been written up by Bloomberg and a few other people, which found it to be newsworthy, I guess, beyond the UN headquarters. Just sort of, this is what international diplomats do when they're absolutely obsessed with sports. So I've been feeling the World Cup fever here, and I wish it weren't ending so quickly.
I know, I agree with that. All right, let's jump to what's going on with the Ukrainian army. A huge win for them. Tell us what we should think will happen or could happen next anyway.
Well, this is interesting. So, you know, I've been covering Ukraine, obviously, since late last year. Then went to Kiev with Zach Adorf, and we called in from there a few times, I think. And then, you know, we had the obviously the Crimean annexation. And then there was a pretty well-publicized takeover of a lot of eastern Ukrainian cities about 3 months ago by pro-Russian separatists. And I have to admit, and I've apologized to a lot of the experts I've spoken to over the last 48 hours, that I hadn't contacted them in a long time because things sort of seem to stay the same for a long time. You know, the dynamics seem pretty static. We knew these Russian separatists were very well armed. People then talked about how easily the Ukrainian army was overrun in Crimea, and we sort of just accepted this narrative that they were, you know, had very low morale, they had terrible equipment and no training, and thus it was going to be near impossible for them to dislodge any of these Russian separatists unless, for example, Vladimir Putin just out of the kindness of his own heart decided, I'm going to give up on this sort of disruption project in eastern Ukraine. And what we've seen over the past few weeks has been a real shift in strategy from the government in Kiev. You have the newly elected president there, Petro Poroshenko, who's basically given his armed forces the authorization to do whatever the heck it takes to make some progress. And that differs pretty markedly from what he was saying in the beginning, which was, you know, we don't want to encourage any sort of paramilitary forces getting involved in the fight. We want to try to contain violence. If you remember, there were even a few ceasefires a few weeks ago. It didn't really do anything on the battlefield. It didn't stop the fighting. But they were pretty instrumental in showing to the U.S., maybe just, you know, more symbolic than anything, saying, look, you know, I'm trying to seek peace here. And then when a bunch of Ukrainians' military personnel were killed, I think a number of them shot down out of aircraft by these Russian separatists, Ukraine gained sort of a lot of international recognition. The U.S. started sending them more assistance, so did the European Union. And then over the past few weeks, they've been sieging with pretty much 24/7 artillery shelling this little city of Sloviansk, and it finally fell over the weekend. This is a pretty big deal. The Russian separatists pulled out. In their wake, the Ukrainian military found huge stockpiles of heavy weapons. And more than anything, it sort of demoralized these separatists. The real firepower that the Ukrainian military can draw upon has been laid bare. So I think the dynamics are sort of shifting as we move towards some big cities that now need to be reconquered. Obviously, that's a more intense task. You can't necessarily just shell indiscriminately a city of a million people in the same way you could a smaller town. But at the same time, I think there is an infusion of sort of morale and excitement. And you have sort of a formerly peacetime army starting to get some generals and people promoted through the ranks who actually have battle experience. It's not just a stale old bunch of military leaders who've never seen a fight before. So I think the dynamics in Ukraine after all these months finally starting to shift.
Yeah, how about that? That is huge, 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 huge story. And because of what's happening, I think, across our country in the nooks and crannies, our focus is in a couple of other places, but it was the Ukraine for such a long time, and now we're bouncing back to it. Like you said, you apologizing to some of your contacts because we just kind of got lulled into sleep in a sense, which is wild. So this is big news, folks. We'll talk more about this on America Tonight. How about Afghanistan? I've been talking about Afghanistan a lot. Now there's major fallout over the election result. What do you make of that?
You may have talked about this yesterday, but just to recap very briefly, we had the preliminary results of the second round, the runoff election in the Afghanistan presidential vote. This happened, I think, 3 weeks ago in the middle of June. And the results that we saw yesterday were dramatically different than the preliminary results that we saw in April. But we've seen basically a 25 percentage point swing for this one candidate named Ashraf Ghani. He's not a stranger to this building. He's a former United Nations Development Advisor. He used to work for the World Bank on a lot of international development programs. He's a little bit more known around the world. But basically, he was trailing in that April vote by about 15%. And the results shown yesterday show him beating Abdullah, the former foreign minister, by 10% or 12%. There are, as you would imagine, some very vocal cries of fraud. Abdullah is saying this was a coup, that Hamid Karzai, who's of the same tribe as Mr. Ashraf Ghani, helped to rig the election in his favor, you know, trying to put one of his own guys into his shoes, basically, as he steps aside. So, again, the U.S. probably doesn't care quite as much which candidate wins. Both of these candidates have said they want to work with the U.S. to establish a long-term NATO troop presence in Afghanistan. which is something that the outgoing president, Hamid Karzai, was not in favor of. But the U.S. really wanted more than anything to have a smooth exit, to somehow say after 12 years of being there that the electoral system could at least function. And while there wasn't a ton of violence on Election Day, and it looked like we might have been able to sort of sneak through without major problems, we're now hearing calls from Abdullah to create a parallel government. John Kerry today in Beijing said, if you do that, the U.S. is going to take away all of our international development aid, which is basically the lifeblood of the Afghan security services, of their infrastructure, of their schools. A big threat I don't think the U.S. will follow through on, but it does really give a sense of just how bad the situation has gotten there, and the ability of elections all over the world, and particularly in this country, to really disrupt the peace that seemed to be sort of pervasive in the past few weeks.
We have just a couple of minutes left, Luke, but this is a big one. The UN also weighs in on the kids that are pouring over the U.S. border and what they're doing about it, what we're doing about it in the U.S., but what was the UN's take on it?
Right. The statistics, obviously, we all know from watching TV that 52,000 unaccompanied kids, mostly from Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, coming in since last October. The UN Human Rights High Commissioner, sort of a lower down staff member today, made a big appeal to the U.S. and Mexico to try to meet later this week and sort of renegotiate what we consider an illegal immigrant versus someone seeking political refugee status. As it currently stands, if a kid goes, one of these children goes in front of a judge, as is the rule for minors in the United States who come across the border, and they say, I'm basically fleeing from criminal violence, they're not eligible for asylum. And the UN really wants a change of terminology so that people fleeing extortion, gang violence, as is the case for these kids in these countries, they should be able to be considered refugees, which would, again, really change, perhaps, the way they're treated by American authorities.
Yeah, no kidding. And one last one, Ban Ki-moon making a huge announcement, and this had to do with same-sex marriage. I that kind of surprised me. I don't know why, just because of all the other things that were going on. What did he say?
Pretty straightforward. He says if you are a same-sex couple and you're legally allowed to wed in your home country, the United Nations will honor that around the world, and will provide the same marital benefits that are entitled to opposite-sex couples. A pretty big decision. Again, it could be because there are a lot of allegations of homophobia among senior UN officials, including the incoming president of the General Assembly, who's from Uganda. You probably heard from Ellen about their anti-gay laws there. So perhaps it's an attempt by the Secretary General to make the UN look a little bit more friendly to the same-sex community, but a meaningful change in policy, and it will affect probably a good portion of the 44,000 UN employees around the world. So I would say a step forward here at the Secretariat this week.
Interesting. Luke Vargas, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Take care.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Situation. Certainly seems that that's what's happening, although the White House is trying to downplay that. The crisis is so out of control that, you know, it's like all of a sudden every crevice, every tunnel, every possible imaginable way to make it into the United States, every single one of those cracks is springing open. So I say fast track. You got to fast track process, but fast track, got to give the money, got to do it. I mean, it's our money. It's taxpayer money, but it'll get worse. So if we got to cough up $3 billion to deal with this, we got to do it. Because what else are we going to do? We need those 40 extra judges to wham, bam, 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 do the proceedings. Because if not, it'll be a much bigger disaster. Jan Brewer just couldn't help herself, the governor of Arizona, because unfairly at times, man, is she the person that they were throwing tomatoes at years ago, suing her, wasting money, suing Jan Brewer for one of the laws that was on the books in Arizona, which, by the way, was really not enforced. So she decided, I've got to criticize this president because he's an imperialist. He's an imperial president. And this is after a federal appeals court blocked the state's policy of denying driver's licenses to immigrants permitted to stay in the United States. This is yet another problem Arizona is having, not just Arizona, but they're really seeing it in their faces constantly with a series of accidents, problems, uninsured drivers, that whole, you know, thing. So this is the latest series of tweets, 140 characters, that's what she's gone to, blasting the press on his immigration policy, especially along the southern border, because she knows she's there, she saw it, she's seen the chaos. Here's what she said today. Jan Brewer at Governor Brewer at Barack Obama creates DACA by fiat and illegal aliens overrun USA. Arizona will continue to fight this imperial POTUS and demand secure borders. And then she said, I appreciate Secretary Johnson meeting with me in Nogales today and to see firsthand the manufactured crisis the White House has caused and encouraged. And, of course, Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, could he be more overwhelmed? Janet Napolitano knew a good opening when she saw one. Time to get out. Time to resign. And I can't blame Jan Brewer for being taking, you know, her thoughts to Twitter, because she has a lot of Twitter followers, and she's this is her way to talk back where people are paying attention in the Twittersphere. It couldn't be it's probably maybe the biggest form of communication that we have going on these days. And part of that is because the Department of Homeland Security was driving the illegals from Texas into Arizona and just leaving them at bus stations. I mean, just leaving them there. So what happened was, I mean, they were finding kids. They were trying to find them houses. They were trying to do whatever, because some of them were just wandering around. So that's when she ordered them, the state officials, to immediately transport federal supplies to these holding areas in Nogales, where the conditions were awful because of being overrun by way too many people, too many kids. And remember, July 8th, the Prez backed away from plans to take executive action to expedite the deportation process. But if he still is asking for this money, it keeps growing too, by the way. It's over $3 billion, almost $4 billion, like 3.7, hedging his bet. Then this is to pay for the lawyers, the judges I mentioned, the health services, the transportation. And you know, there's part of me that just says, screw it, deny the money, just don't do it. Because this is just another stupid thing that we've gotten into that wasn't laid out correctly, that the money wasn't funneled to. But on the other hand, what I just mentioned before, it'll make it that much worse. You know, when I talk about immigration, and I've said this a couple times, but maybe you just tuned in for the first time, I'm not just being lemming and following things that I hear from other people, because I've been on that border. I've been in some of the worst places along that border, that Texas border. And even Juarez and the Zaragoza Bridge and the separation there, but beyond that bridge and people crossing the Rio Grande, I can't even tell you when I was in television news how many floaters, that's what we call them, floaters, you would hear it on the radio, and we would beat sometimes the Border Patrol agents to the scene, and that's what would happen. There'd be people who were trying to cross, sometimes sadly kids, and they'd drown. So you couldn't even recognize their features because they were so bloated from how long they had been in the water. Not a pretty sight at all, let me tell you. And also seeing it firsthand, watching the coyotes throw people on their back, pulling them across the river, seeing what that was like, and talking to the Border Patrol agents again and again and again. And in fact, we would have had two of them on the show, but they're not allowed to go on the air and talk about it, for fear of losing their job. These are two long-time Border Patrol agents. So, you know, this is pretty, at this point, we already know the deal. It's out of control. It's chaotic. It just has to be handled. I've said this again and again, you can't go back in history. There's nothing worse than people whining and groaning about the past, because it's over. We can't change what wasn't enforced. I mean, that was the big mistake. And the layout of this was the big mistake. And it just has to make you wonder, we have a lot of smart people in this country. Are they sitting around the table when they think of these ideas? Okay, this is the executive order we want. because we didn't get the Dream Act that we were hoping for. This is what I promised when I was running. Okay, so we're gonna force this. And people are, some people will embrace it because look at the population who are so upset over what our policies are. So we're going to take a gamble and we'll go for it because we think this is the right thing to do. This is what I think the right thing to do is. But now we've said it. We sing the platitudes. But geez, we didn't have a way to do this. We didn't even have a roadmap for this. So I can just imagine you're in Homeland Security and you're saying, what, where did you think all these people were going to be processed? What did you think was going to happen when there were these deep announcements in the papers all over Central America where it's nothing but poverty, misery in, for most cases, and kids that, innocent kids, that are getting sucked into gangs and dying? Why wouldn't their parents want them to go to the United States? Why wouldn't they want to push them across the border? And what about what's happening to the, some of those innocent kids who have no idea what to do, by the way, end up in some of these sex trafficking rings because they're innocent victims. And this is why we have to pony up the money, because we have to have the judges. We got to process them. We got to get it moving. And there's no way to just say, okay, adios, boom. Not when you're talking about, I'm talking about just the kids, when you're talking about 6, 7, and 8-year-olds for real, not the teenagers who are part of the gangs, the honest-to-goodness young kids that parents pushed out and hoped that they would get across and something good would happen for them. So we've seen a couple of different things happen. The president caves. He's going to meet the governor of Texas to talk about the immigration crisis, not on the tarmac, but they're going to have what they call a substantial meeting to talk about it. And he wants help because, geez, they thought that out. When they got the note, they probably sat there, brainstormed a little while in the Oval Office and said, well, you know, Rick Perry, he's chopping us down on the tube. So why do we want to have any kind of a meeting with the Republican governor from Texas who at one time wanted to secede and who is truly a part of the Tea Party, and they're bashing us at every chance? Well, of course, tit for tat. I'm going to say, you got to help us with the Republicans. We need the money. You want Texas to be safer. You want to process these illegals. Then we have you over a barrel, don't we? So you got to help us, and you got to lean on some of your Republican friends and get them to say yes, yes, yes for this money. It's just a nasty, nasty piece of business. It really is. No strategy whatsoever. No strategy, which is the biggest blunder I think that very few people are talking about in this whole raw deal along our southern border. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, speaking of the Republicans, when it's time to party in 2016 and raise the roof, where, oh, where are they going to do it? And who will be the Republican choice to run for president? If it happened tomorrow, boy, I'd say flip a coin. I don't know. Some people are big fans of Rand Paul and think he would be the right guy and put somebody else special on the undercard. But I'm not so sure. There's so much time in between. Often somebody comes out of left field. Who will be that person on the stage and where will it be? We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
In Dallas, Texas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Rents Priebus, the man behind the strategy for the Republican Party, declared that Cleveland was a business decision. That's where the 2016 convention will take place. And, you know, what ended up happening is I found out information I hadn't previously known. In Dallas, the American Airlines Center, which is where you would hold the actual event, was already booked. So they couldn't have done it there, and that blows that out of the water. And that was their best, really, facility to do it in. Plus, they had hotel rooms that were booked during that time, too. So no room at the inn, no big show place in the end to put it on. And, of course, the dates really mattered here. They were looking at two dates, either June 28th or July 18th. And they're supposed to have that decision very, very soon. But they've chosen the mistake by the lake, Cleveland. That used to be the old joke. Actually, I like Cleveland. I went to school in Ohio, and there's some cool places in Cleveland. So the people in Ohio have to be psyched about it. If they end up on the positive side, because it's always that balance about how much money do you have to pump into luring all of the people who would come to a convention and offer all these wonderful things about your city and then make the money back with hotels and and everything else that people would spend. Tampa kind of struggled with that a little bit. They did a good job putting it on, but then trying to make it back. But Tampa's a smaller city. So Priebus said that while the 2012 convention was held in August, that they pushed it earlier because it's better for the presidential candidate to raise funds. It's better for the Republicans than to drag out the drama, too, I think. You know, if you have an August or September convention, you're sitting there with no way to raise money. So he's right about that. That's the one smart thing I would say in this move. So end of June, mid-July is the right way to do it. And it's too detrimental with the candidates, the battle for the nomination, the beauty pageant show the Republicans put on last time. It became like Gawker Vision because everybody wanted to watch and see and how many of those debates they had. And you could say on one hand it was good because you could hear whatever what all the candidates had to say. But on the other hand, it hurt the people that ended up running in the long run, I think. So this is a very smart, smart move. Let's see what happens after this. And then it's a question of who is the candidate going to be? I talked to somebody close to Chris Christie last week, and they told me that, you know, honestly, the governor still has his sights set on running, on trying to be there to make it the distance and turn everything around with the crazy bridge nonsense and the weight thing and all of that and be there in the end. Wonder if he would accept the VP nod and would people embrace him in that role? Because I think for the Republicans, as much as you can say, well, who cares who the VP is and what is the VP position anyway? You're the guy who's there just in case. You're the just in case person or woman. You're the just in case. But I would say, since it's so wide open in 2016 and for the Democrats too, that you really want somebody interesting, somebody that at least adds something to the, I'll call it the card like they do in boxing. You want to make it. You want to make it somebody who offers something different from the presidential candidate, where they may agree on certain issues, but yet there's something appealing about the VP, or the VP is somebody just downright likable and is not going to damage in any way the ticket. And if Hillary Clinton for sure is going to be the Democratic nominee, would it be that you have a woman as the VP? You know, you have somebody, a woman on the undercard since she's running for president, barring something we can't see into the future happening that would change her mind on that. I really feel like as much as she's asked the question and kind of dances around it and talks about what an important thing it is, I mean, there is no question she wants to do this gig. She wants to run. She wants to be paid back for waiting behind Barack Obama. So it's important that the Republicans get their act really together and have some meaty discussions and figure it out and don't overplay the hand with too many debates, too much ridiculous coverage. You know, start to get to it, drill it down. And that's a smart move, the first smart move in having the convention earlier instead of waiting. Because Hillary Clinton has a pot of gold. If it's Hillary Clinton, she is not worried about, the Clintons are not worried about raising money. The Democrats are not worried about raising money. But who is the Republican Party going to put up? Who are they going to throw out there that's going to be able to pull in the bucks, satisfy a very diverse group of people, including the delegates who last time around weren't very happy at some of the things that happened. It gets more and more intriguing. And here I am talking about this and you think, you know, 2016, but we're halfway through this year. We are staring down the barrel of 2015. And that's when the full court press really happens. That's when maybe someone we're not expecting comes out, gets the likability factor going off the charts, really moves the needle, and people start talking about that person, and it could be someone you're not expecting. could be someone that's not named Bush. Could be someone who's not any of the Tea Party people that we've mentioned before that are making names for themselves in the Senate. It's going to be interesting to watch how it goes as we get closer into, you know, deeper into 2015 when we turn the page on the calendar in January where all of this sits. Definitely. As we are at the tail end of this hour, I mentioned this story, and this is a different turn in a different direction, but I felt so strongly about it. And I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Illinois and a lot of people who used to live in Chicago. And now they're saying after the holiday weekend, I mean, and what a terrible weekend it was for violence, the amount of people that were killed, 17. So just gunfire all over the place, nasty, 53 people shot. The Cook County Medical Examiner overwhelmed. And this is shootings on Friday through Sunday. Friday through Sunday, 17 dead. I mean, talk about over the top. Very over the top. Now, the superintendent, the Chicago police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, a guy who spent a lot of time policing in Newark and in New York, said that the violence is unacceptable, but blamed a big part of it on what he called the proliferation of firearms. He said, this is about guns, that we have to reduce violence by seizing guns, and that so far we've gotten over 3,300, and that the deaths were down, except for what a terrible window this recently has been. So he's saying we have proof for all the people who think it's not the guns, that we have to get those guns away. And we can tell you from the people who have called the show, they say how scary it is in Illinois and in Chicago. They want to have a gun to protect themselves, especially when we're talking about in their home, to be able to have that right, not to have all of the things that are the little tiny cracks that are out there, to have them all taken away and be back in that situation. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. You can send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. My ode to James Gandolfini. You are in just like that.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.